The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's part of the wedding festivities this weekend.
Dude, I'm excited, man. Just buy in bulk.
You're the best, Goo. You're the absolute best. Hey, geez, get well soon, Red Panda. All right.
What? I saw that last night.
Did you see?
Carter said she's from the Sunset District. She's a native.
We had Bobby in Los Altos on this morning who came on and said that.
I'm pretty sure she's...
Did Bobby talk like this? Hey, gentlemen. Steinmetz, you made a great point. Guru, I disagree with you. That's my Bobby. That's my
guy. She's not from China?
Simmer.
No, seriously. That's what I thought. So if you don't know, you know, the NBA's got these entertainment acts that perform at halftime of games in the NBA and WNBA. And to my way of thinking, one of the top four of all time is Red Panda. And she rides a unicycle.
Incredible.
That's 8 feet in the air. And she flips bowls onto her head with her feet.
How do you practice that?
Unbelievable. Anyway, she fell last night in at halftime of a WNBA game, and they had to take her to the hospital. I think she's going to be okay. She was conscious, but...
What makes you say that? Like, because is her neck...
I read the report. She never lost consciousness. She looked like maybe she broke a wrist.
Her neck, because that's
no,
okay.
No. She
wow.
No. But
she fell.
Yeah, I don't know when she's going to get back up on that cycle again. You know what they say though? You fall off a bike.
Yeah. So she was born in China, later moved to the Sunset District of San Francisco, where she has since lived.
Look at Carter. Hey, Evan.
Well, first of all, it was
Look at Bobby.
It was Bobby, but
Bobby.
But let's not bury the lead. I was the one who was right. Because she was born in
China. No, seriously, Stanley, where does somebody like that practice that craft? You ain't going to the local gym.
You practice it on a unicycle.
But where? And then when you fall, I'm sure she's fell. How are you? You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying?
She probably started on a unicycle that was only a foot or two off the ground. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then gradually, as she got great at it, she...
I'm going to pull one of your moves. How much do you think she makes?
Oh, God.
Got to be a couple thousand. Wow.
Well, a what? A
couple thousand.
I got to believe she makes at least six figures.
Okay.
At least.
I meant 200,000.
Because she's one... I think the NBA's got these acts that they employ about 20 of them, and they just travel from city to city. So, yeah. Red Panda is part of the NBA 2K halftime show?
I'll retire from
Sweet.
No, she's on the 10-day IL right now.
She'll be back.
She'll be right.
It might take her a little longer because she's a little bit older, like the Warriors.
Get ready for the Valkyrie playoff game. Yeah, the series. So get back. Aim for that.
Can I ask Warrior fans something? What would a good offseason look like for the Golden State Warriors? And is it still possible at this point, or has ship sailed as they were? But can the Warriors still have a good offseason if you're a Warrior fan right now? Or do you see, dare I say, trouble brewing or the writing on the wall?
I don't. And I'm going to steal from you because you were half right. But I think it all boils down in regard to the answer, Stoney, why I feel like it'll be split. Do you like Jonathan Kuminga or not? So if he's not brought back here, you're happy. You're out the gate happy that that happened. I want him back. So if he does come back and you get Horford / Ayton, I'm still holding on to Ayton, Stoney, and you get Dame, you said terrific, and then I tried to say good, same thing. I'm going to say that constitutes a good offseason because you weren't trading Draymond. You're not trading Jimmy. Giannis is not saying he wants out yet. So what was at your disposal to constitute good?
Well, I think people were hoping for, and it still could occur, a Kuminga sign and trade where you get a player coming back and Warrior fans say, I like that guy. Yeah. He makes us better. That still could happen. But Evan was telling me that I guess they put a clip of me saying, if the Warriors got Horford, Lillard, and re-signed Kuminga, yeah, that'd be a good offseason. And he said he got a lot of pushback.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, okay, this is where I can only judge the Warriors for what they're able to do in the position they're in right now. I'm not going to hold it against them because they've put themselves in this position.
That's super fair.
Well, when they were doing it, I was criticizing them. So here they are right here, right now. I don't like where they are. I don't think they have a ton of options, but if you're telling me they could get Al Horford, they could get Damian Lillard, if they could somehow get him on a vet min, because he's going to be making $22 million a year for the next 5 years regardless.
Man.
And then you re-sign Kuminga. I mean, I don't know how you do any better than that at this point.
And that's why
I'm
like
saying.
People to call 888-957-9570 and tell us what that portfolio would look like that you would check. Oh, this was a good offseason. And maybe you said it. You didn't say frisky. I will. Maybe they're mad at the Warriors or that this Kuminga thing has not been solved.
Possibly. I also wonder if we've gotten to the point with Kuminga that if the Warriors were to announce, we've reached an agreement with Jonathan Kuminga, 4 years, $85 million, 21 a year. I don't think people would be doing cartwheels.
Wow.
Would you? It's Kuminga. He's going to be here the next 4 years.
We've talked about him for
4 years. And if he comes back on 20 to 25 million, would you be excited about that? It doesn't, like, see, that's the thing. It doesn't feel like people would think that would be enough.
I told you yesterday, I'm all about next season. And that's just me. But to answer your greater question, what if I told you, and I mean this, Steinmetz, I would be excited about, I'm assuming Kerr would retire. I don't want him to. But if he were out after this year, because he's got one left, like our caller from Sonoma said, what if I told you I'd be more excited about life in Dub Nation for Kuminga after Kerr? Because that's what's, like, if that announcement pops off, then I have to believe Kerr has been given a mandate, or he's just said it, okay, enough's enough. We need to I need to do a better job of or dumb it down, what have you. We got to make this guy fit. We don't have a lot of youth.
This dude's an athletic freak. Let's try to bring the best out of him. So if that came down to shoot, Stoney, what if I told you life after curve for Kuminga would excite me more than he's coming back and we're going to do the same old song?
It wouldn't necessarily excite me because...
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It wouldn't excite me because what about if you still have all your veterans on the team? So now, in their virtually last year, you're going to bring a new coach in here, which I don't necessarily have a problem with, except you're sending a signal to the older guys that we don't care that you want Steve Kerr. We're now it'd be the first time that the organization said to the old guys, we don't care what you want. We've got to find our next coach, and we've got to find a coach that can relate maybe better to our younger guys.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Put free agency just on a hold for 1 second. We saw Bo Mel get extended. I didn't see that coming. I don't know why I'm shocked. And I thought, you know, the way that they're currently playing, if that had something to do with it or not, and I was wrong, totally wrong. Would you be at all shocked if Kerr were to come in on a 1 year, his last deal of the contract, or would you be shocked if they extended him? Like, if a Kerr, I don't know if I want to come in just lame duck year.
Well, he's already had a lame duck year 2 years ago. Remember the year after Myers left?
That did happen.
Myers was a lame duck. He left. Lacob said he never believed it. Kerr went into the following year a lame duck, said he's not worried about it, and then they extended him through this upcoming year. So
maybe this season will have a lot to do with it if he doesn't get extended before the season.
Yeah, I mean,
for him and what he wants to do.
I wouldn't extend him before the start of the season, but that's me. And the reason I wouldn't go is because he's done it. Like, he's been a lame duck before and he doesn't seem to care. So I would do that.
But is Kuminga status, is that somehow, you know, affecting Kerr status?
Well, I...
Because if he's here for four, I got to feel that? Like Lakeup is saying, hey, Steve, I love you to death, buddy, but we got to find a way to give him a bigger role. If he's here, if it comes out he's here for multiple, 3 or 4 years, I got to believe Kerr's like, damn it.
I mean, I don't think Kerr is going to be, like, Kuminga can't dictate Kerr's future. And if he does, I don't think that's necessarily a good thing either. Like, that's what I mean. I mean, I'd rather not have Jonathan here than... he's here and he's still behind Draymond and Butler. And oh, by the way, they're still under contract for another year. And oh, the Warriors had a surprisingly solid season. Let's bring Kerr back for one more. I don't know if you want to go down that road as it relates to Kuminga. Let's go to Leo. Leo's on 880. Hey, Leo, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Oh, hey. Thank you so much for taking the call. You know, something you said really kind of struck a chord when you said, you know, it all comes down to that contract that Curry got for 4 years and $44 million, where we had such great value, you could put other great players around him.
Right.
And the question for us is, could this Jonathan Kuminga contract be that contract again where, you know, 4 years from now, he's making 20-25, Shea's making 75, and we can put another team around him in the same way?
Yes.
I don't know. You just got me thinking when you said that, because without that contract, we don't have a dynasty.
That's correct.
But there was no pressure to – there
That's
was
correct.
No winning before Steph's, Donnie. You know what I mean? Like
right.
Now they're trying to maximize veteran-savvy guys that can get in here and keep up what's been going. But when Curry got that contract, it was, you know, nothing was popping off. There was no pressure to kind of keep anything going because nothing was happening.
I mean, if I'm the Golden State Warriors, at this point I try to bring Kuminga back for as little as possible.
Mm.
Can you bring him back 3 for $60? Would he sign that contract? Or would he really walk away from it and say, just pay me the 8 for 1 year and I'll go make it all next year? But like that to me is a big, I think that's a big part of what's going on too. If you're the Warriors and you're not convinced Kuminga is a star in the making, you think he's good, but you don't know if he's going to be a superstar or really, really, really good, then you can't pay him 35 because you're not convinced he's going to be a $35 million player. And then once he becomes a $35 million player, it gets a little tougher to build around him. So, and I hate the phrase build around him like he's the number one. No, try to get him for 20, move forward with him at 20, and then when guys start coming off the books, deal with your books, and maybe you can clear room to get a superstar free agent in addition to Kuminga. I don't know if he's going to want to do that, though.
Man.
Let's go to Nick. Nick's in Ohio. Hey, Nick, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Somebody called earlier and asked me about whether it was Steph and Jimmy would restructure their contracts to help out the team. And obviously, that's not very feasible likely. But yet if it's true that the team has done everything for Steph, quote unquote, and he's in on all the decision making or the major decision making, doesn't he really own the team? If he really wants a fifth ring, can he financially help out the team? I mean, it just seems like makes a lot of sense. And I mean, he's already a multimillionaire. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do know what you're saying. And
I thought you could only do that in the NFL.
What?
Where the guys could take a pay cut and then you could use those.
No, they
left on the table.
Yeah. No, I think what Nick's talking about is so the next year Curry's going to make 58.
Yeah,
there's just no doubt about it. He's going to make 58, and then the year after this upcoming year, he's going to make 62.
Oh my God,
that's right. He will make 62. Now the year after that, could he sign for $10 million?
Okay.
Yes, he could absolutely sign a contract for $10 million, as he's whatever 39 or 40. That's why. When he got extended before last season for next season, the reality is next year he's going to be making more than he's making this upcoming year, and chances are he's not going to be as good as he was last year or the year before. So you're giving a raise to a player who's on the decline, which is fine, but just know that then you're limited by the kind of quality you can surround him with. But yeah, I mean, can you imagine if Steph would have said, before last year, you know what? Don't give me the max. Give me, I'll play for $10 million since I made $400 over my career.
Thank you. But boy, that didn't happen.
Of course not.
And LeBron didn't have.
And nobody would do that.
So you're a basketball historian. I'll ask you, Evan, and the listeners this, just in regard to Kuminga. Can you remember another player that had Kuminga's athleticism or talent? We'll just call it talent. I don't want to short him. Where it never just popped off because he couldn't fit with the team's system?
Yeah. You want me to
give it to him?
You want a list?
Yeah.
Paul McPherson.
I don't think I was born.
Anthony Randolph.
But was he? He
was unbelievably athletic. 6'10". Had the ha-ha, according to many. Just didn't.
Well, I'm assuming, Kuminga, if he were not a Warrior, he would go somewhere and bubble. I guess I mean that, to where, yeah, it couldn't get, Stoney didn't work here, but you blow up somewhere else. Like, that's, I'm just so frustrated, the fit, that three-letter word with Kuminga, and it's been that way, and it hasn't gotten better. And I'm just thinking of all the times Coach Kerr's joined Willard and Dibbs, and they've asked him time and time again about the Kuminga enigma. But Stoney, I just can't remember a player that goes on somewhere else and you say, man, we just couldn't make it work here, but it worked for him. It worked. That player blossomed somewhere else.
For Kuminga or for a former Warrior?
Just a player in general. It doesn't even got to be a former Warrior.
Oh, well, I would say, like,
it's like you just find a way for talent to get on the court and it works.
Well, I mean, what would you say for Chris Webber? Like, he was here for a year, they got rid of him.
Oh, and it worked. On the court wasn't the problem. It was the personal.
And this may have some of that, those aspects also with Jonathan Kuminga.
Somebody said Aaron Gordon. No, but he figured it out on his team. Oh, no. Wow. No, he's right. Well, I don't know. Aaron Gordon went somewhere, right?
He was originally Orlando. With Orlando.
Yeah, so that you could count the bucket on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't.
That's my fams on YouTube chat.
Let's go to... go to Jason. Jason's in Oakland. What's up, Jace? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Hey.
Doing well, thanks.
Awesome. Appreciate you taking the call. I had a suggestion. What if we gave up Butler, Kuminga a few picks, ended up getting Giannis, and because Giannis stood up for Dame decided to come over to Oakland for the vet minimum? What would that look like?
Oh, man, that's incredible, man.
I think you'd probably
peaches and cream is what that would look like.
So Butler, and,
wow.
I mean, it's going to be Kuminga. Tricky with Kuminga and his sign and trade, but
you get Giannis and Dame.
If you got a third, and you'd probably have to give up three first round picks.
Hey, would, Dame, take
would
your
you
time.
Would you still do it?
Yeah, take your time, Hilda. We got
so
it.
You give up.
Oh my God,
Butler, Kuminga, and three firsts for Giannis?
Yes, and I got my future Warrior first. After Steph with Giannis.
Okay.
And I'm a player in the meantime. Hey, Dame, take all the time you need. But you're coming, you know? That's, oh, man, that's thinking.
Yeah, I like the idea. Thanks, Jace. Like the idea.
Basketball masturbation right there. Could you imagine?
Well, they lose Butler.
Okay.
And they lose Kuminga.
How old's Butler, Stoney?
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'm saying.
Wow.
What about. The problem is if you're Giannis, why do you want to come to the Warriors when Steph's only got a year left and you're not going to be able to draft anybody for the back end of his career if you give up those draft picks? I get it. Maybe you don't even worry about that.
But how's the situation? Like, honestly, let's just say Giannis stays put, and I guess the East is so wide open with everything that's going on. I mean, what chances do you give Milwaukee adding Turner and no Dame? Like, are they a player to you? I know Boston's doing what they're doing, but
I think Milwaukee's lost in the first round of the playoffs the last 3 years after they won their title.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I give them a better chance next year with Turner and with Giannis, even if Damian Lillard's not there, because I think they're a playoff team. And I think they got way better at center. I think Miles Turner is infinitely better than Brook Lopez. I mean, it'd be hard to say no to. I'll give you that. Pete in San Ramon. Hey, Pete, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great this morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hope you all are well.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, I see on Golden State of Mind, Mike Dunleavy is looking for two-way players. What about Coby White from the Bulls? He's making like $12 million a year, 90% free throws, 37% three-point shooter. What?
I like him.
Think be put together for a deal like that?
Yeah, I don't hate the name.
Down a notch, right?
I don't hate the name, Pete.
I like him.
He's got one more year left in his deal at $13 million.
And he can run it.
Now, the question I would ask myself is why? Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
And it's only 25.
Right, right. So I would, and thanks for the call, Pete. That's a name that's come up here and there. I mean, my first question would be, why would Chicago want to trade a guy that is a really good player who's making $13 million? And that tells me maybe they already know they don't want to pay him a lot of money at the end of his deal. And he's only got one more deal.
But what about the? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, Coby White turned down a 4-for-87 offer last year. So odds are he wants more. That's probably why.
4-for-87?
Yeah.
Man.
That was the offer from the Bulls.
And you know who else? Somebody did that this year. Oh, Austin Reeves turned down 4-for-89?
Yep.
Good stuff, Evan.
Man.
Because I'd forgotten that. So that means maybe the Bulls are. They know that
he's walking.
They don't want to pay him.
Yeah.
Or that he's walking. Coby White.
And would they be interested in Kuminga?
You know what? Sign Kuminga to 24. Trade him for Coby White, who's making 12.
That would be...
That actually doesn't make...
I miss you, Kuminga, but
sense.
That, man.
Problem is Chicago's got to love Kuminga if they're going to do that. 888-957-9570 is the number. What does a good offseason look like for the Warriors? Or has that time already passed, even though we're just 3 days into free agency? 888-957-9570 is the number. It all centers on Jonathan Kuminga. He is the way that the Warriors can either add to this team or try to improve it.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.